So in terms of the future discussions, there was a lot of conversation looking at, you know, there's a need to really address climate justice, given that what we've experienced over the last year or so in our different countries, we've had some really horrific natural disasters, and that has had an impact on, you know, women and girls, and the way that the humanitarian assistance has addressed the issue has worked, but in some cases have been gender neutral as well. I think the other thing that also came out on day one was looking at there really is a need to look at working with women who are aging in the movement, because there's a lot of work that's been going into promoting young women's leadership, but surely there also needs to be more work looking at women who are aging, because their needs are very different, and based on which country they come from and what social services are available, these then just add to the challenges that women face.
Does feminism in the Pacific face different kinds of problems and challenges to, say, countries like Australia and New Zealand? Is it different to be a feminist in the Pacific than in a developed country?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it is different in the sense that the context that we work in, and of course the way that we experience things, are different from feminism in Australia and New Zealand.
What about gender-based violence? Because the feminist movement in the Pacific seems to be making some strides there. Some real headway is being made with governments and policymakers. They're really paying attention to women on this issue, aren't they?
Yeah, I think in terms of gender-based violence, there has been like a lot of work done in terms of promoting awareness, and a lot of Pacific Island countries have really pushed for progressive legislation and progressive policies. And service provision. I think one of the things that's still lacking is the need to really monitor the implementation of these policies and the budgets that governments allocate to addressing gender-based violence. Because you can't just have legislation and expect things to change overnight. I mean, you've got to work on changing attitudes and behavior as well.
Is there much difference between feminists in different Pacific Island countries? I mean, the problems faced in Fiji are not necessarily the same as would be faced in, say, Tokelau.
That is true, but I think feminism as an ideology is similar across the Pacific. I think feminism, because it talks about power structures and trying to transform the structure, so it's really about bringing that sort of analysis to the challenges that feminists across the Pacific face. So I wouldn't say that it's different. I think that as an ideology, as in a framework, the feminism is quite similar across the Pacific. It's just the way that we practice feminism may be different depending on where we come from and our lived experiences.